I used to pay more attention to the news than I do now. I'm still generally aware of what's going on in the world, probably more aware than a lot of Americans are. But when I'm driving now, I don't necessarily tune to the news radio station to see what the latest commentary is. And I don't remember the last time I watched the news on TV. Not since I've moved to Eau Claire, I know that. You know why? Because after a while, listening to all the things that everyone else in the world is concerned about gets me pretty riled up. Because so often, the world is concerned about all the wrong things. You know the sort of thing that I mean. A 10-year-old boy isn't able to wear a mask, so the public school says, "You can't come here." Like it's the worst possible crime against humanity that could be committed. But if that same 10-year-old boy decides that he wants to pretend to be a girl, well, the same school cheers him on and encourages him. Or this. The public gets very concerned when a story breaks about animal mistreatment. And that's not good. And they get all riled up, though, and demand lengthy jail time for the perpetrator who hurt the cat. But when someone murders a little baby in the womb before it can be born, the public says, "What's wrong with that?" The world is concerned about all the wrong things. Through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord told the people of Israel and Judah that he did not want them to be concerned about the things that worried the unbelievers. Instead, he wanted them to be concerned about following him. Who cares what Damascus and Samaria are concerned about? They'll be overthrown anyway. You worry about loving me and loving your neighbor. Here's what Isaiah said in chapter 8. "The Lord instructed me not to walk in the way of this people, saying, 'You are not to say it is a conspiracy,' regarding everything that this people call a conspiracy. And you are not to fear what they fear, or be in dread of it. It is the Lord of armies whom you are to regard as holy, and he shall be your fear, and he shall be your dread." Isaiah and his listeners were not to worry about everything that the world was concerned about. Instead, they were to be concerned about doing God's will. In the New Testament, Jesus repeated this principle. He told his disciples not to be concerned with the world's cares when he said to them, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The unbelieving people of the world are primarily concerned with preserving their own physical lives. But we should be concerned about following Christ, doing his will, gaining eternal life. What about you? Have you ever been concerned over the wrong things? I know you have, because we all have. Did someone disrespect you and you got angry about it? Maybe you should have just quietly walked away. Did some teacher give you a dumb assignment or grade your test in a way that you thought was unfair and you got all upset? Maybe you should be concerned with honoring those whom God has placed in authority over you. Are you concerned because everything in the world seems to be going in a very bad direction? Well, turn off the TV and instead do what the Lord has given you to do with all your might. The truth is, we can get ourselves very worked up over all the wrong things sometimes, over things that don't really matter, while we fail to be concerned about the things that actually are important to God. So it's a good thing that we have the Lord Jesus on our side. I'll say it again. It's a good thing we have the Lord Jesus on our side. You see, He has stepped in for us in every instance where we have failed. Think for a moment about His holy and perfect life. Was He ever concerned and worried about the wrong things? I can't think of a single example. But I can think of many, many examples where Jesus was concerned about exactly the right things. When some men lowered their invalid friend through the roof down in front of Jesus, He told the man, "Your sins are forgiven." When the man at the pool of Bethesda could not reach the water in time to be healed when the angel stirred it, Jesus healed him and later gave him encouragement to watch out that he did not fall into sin. Jesus preached, taught, fed, healed, forgave, all out of concern for those souls, concern that they would be prepared for heaven. Jesus was always concerned about doing the will of His Father in heaven. He was always concerned about the right things, no matter what was going on around Him in the world, no matter what anyone said or did to Him, no matter how many times the devil tempted Him to concern Himself with other selfish things or worldly distractions. And here's the thing, that life of perfect concern for all the right things, that life Jesus lived for you. It takes the place of your life. It takes the place of your life of worry and frustration over things that aren't always all that important. Jesus' life for yours. Jesus is my substitute and yours. Before God, His life is your life. His life is what your Heavenly Father sees, and you can be thankful for that. So you don't ever have to be concerned about what the world is concerned about. You have Jesus, who lived and died and rose again for you, who will come again and take you to be with Himself forever. He loves you, He forgives your sins, and He protects you always. Amen. Hymn 360, verses 3 to 7. 360, 3 to 7.